Oh, I'm ready. I've been looking forward to this yearly review all over my Christmas vacation. I was hoping I might be able to get a raise, as well as being put on track to become an agent in my own right after some of the work I'd done last year. Only 2%. And what do you mean if I wanted to get into the training program, I should have mentioned it in October? You're the head of the department, surely you could. I don't care if you think that would be unfair to the others. Either you give me a better raise and get me into the program, or I tell your wife all about how I've been sucking your cock nearly every other day for the past 2 months. And sure, this picture Jessica took of your hand on my ass at the Christmas party. Oh, I'm a stupid bitch. Well, I'm a stupid bitch who better get what she wants, or who are you calling? What do you mean I should tell her? Oh, hi, Mrs. Whistler. Well, I just wanted to let you know your husband has been fucking me on his desk for months now. He told you. Oh, I see. Yes, that was everything. Yes, I'll tell him you said that. You too. Goodbye. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't realize your wife, quote, loves hearing about all the little whores that you fuck, sir. I shouldn't have tried to blackmail you, sir. It was a stupid, nasty thing to do. I just wanted to become an agent so badly, and I just did it without thinking. And what? Of course I like you, sir. I didn't seduce you just to try and blackmail you. I've just wanted to be an agent for years, and I. Please don't fire me, sir. If I get a bad name in the industry, I'll never have a chance, and yes, I'll do anything to keep my job, sir. I'll let you fuck me whenever you want. I don't need a raise, and of course, sir, you clearly don't need leverage to get pussy, sir. I'm just trying to show my commitment to fixing my mistakes, sir. Yes, I was. Yes, I was a stupid bitch, sir. I'm sorry for being such a stupid bitch, sir. Punishment? Yes, sir. I said anything, and I mean it. The opportunity to get into this field really does mean everything to me, sir. No, I won't complain. Fuck. Nobody has ever slapped my face before. That hurts. No, sir, I understand. I'm a dumb whore who deserves getting hit in the face, sir. I never should have tried to take advantage of our relationship like that. I never thought of it like that, sir. It is insulting that I assumed you were having an affair instead of just having an understanding with your wife. No, sir, I didn't think you were a bad person. I just thought it was a thing men did, and oh, fuck. Yes, sir, I realize now how disgusting a thing it was to think about you. If you think I deserve a spanking, then I should be spanked, sir. I'm a vile little whore, and you know what's best. Yes, sir. I'll lift my skirt up. Oh, no, sir. I'm fine. It just hurts when you pull my hair like that. But I'm not complaining. I guess just because a wealthy, powerful older man cheating on his wife with his young assistant is like a thing. I just assumed that you were doing it because we never really spoke about it, sir. That, and because you aren't the first married man I've been with. No, sir. I'm not just assuming his wife didn't know. I'm quite sure he didn't tell her. Well, I. Oh, I know he didn't tell his wife. He was fucking me because I was still in high school at the time, sir. I was barely legal. Well, he was my neighbor, and he was fit and handsome, and I was so horny all the time back then. My cunt would ache, and I would rub my clit raw, masturbating so much. No, sir. I came on to him, sir. My parents were friends with him. He used to be around. I don't think he looked at me that way until I tried to fuck him. Well, he worked from home, and one day I stayed home from school. I went to his house while my parents were at work and asked if he could help with something. Once we were inside, I just kissed him. No, sir. It wasn't that simple. He panicked and tried to pull away. No, sir. I totally understand why he freaked out. I was still so young, and it isn't like I developed super early or anything. Well, I. Sorry, sir. I was hesitating because I'm ashamed, sir. I told him that if he didn't fuck me, I would tell my dad he did. Yes, sir. I know that was wrong of me. I'm only realizing now that I have a pattern of trying to blackmail men to get what I want. God, I really am a nasty little whore. Well, he got hard as soon as I took my clothes off. I think once we started, he really didn't mind. Maybe that's where I got the idea this sort of behaviour was okay. It was very stupid of me, sir. Even more than you know. I told him I was on birth control, even though I wasn't. His wife had the implant, and it was a spur of the moment thing, so I hadn't gotten condoms or anything. I just needed to be fucked so badly. I went a little crazy. Teenage hormones, you know? No, sir. I know hormones aren't an excuse for what I did. I was stupid then, just like I was stupid today. There was just something wrong with me. Even now, my cunt is so wet and I want to touch it so badly. Of course not, sir. I understand that this is serious. I won't touch it without permission. God, yes. I've been waiting for you to tell me to suck your cock, sir. Oh my God, you're so hard. Are you so hard from spanking me? Or for listening to me talk about what a dirty, slutty piece of jailbait I used to be. You like making me talk about something I'm ashamed of. Things like that are why I like serving you so much, sir. No, sir. I didn't suck his dick until the second time. The first time, I just straddled him on his couch and masturbated with his big man cock until he couldn't take it anymore and let it all out inside me. Right inside my tight little pussy, sir. But the second time, that time I started by putting my mouth on it. I didn't really know what I was doing. He had to show me how to make it feel good. Yes, sir. I'm glad you're thinking better at sucking cock than a silly little girl who was a virgin until the day before. He said, choke on it, you dirty little bitch. Suck it, you filthy homewrecker, as he fucked my throat. We didn't even have sex that time. I was enjoying him in my mouth so much, I must have came 3 times while blowing him. He finished just in time. I had to run out the back door because his wife had just pulled into the driveway. Yes, sir. I love being a whore, sir. I'm just sorry I was such a stupid one earlier. I know, I've been such a bad girl. I know. But if you let me, I'll be your good little whore. Being your good little whore, even if I get to become an agent one day. I'll let you stick it in me whenever you want, sir. After the first few times we had sex, my neighbour started to call me a good little fucking whore. Am I, sir? Am I a good little fucking whore? Once I make you come nice and hard, will I be a good girl? I want to be a good girl so bad. Do you want that, sir? Do you want to come all over me and make me a good whore? Please, sir. I need it. I need that cum just like I needed punishment. I know I don't deserve it yet. I know I need more correction than just a few slaps and a spanking. I know. But this bad little girl will try hard to be good and will let you punish her as much as she needs. Well, we kept seeing each other whenever we could, until I went to college. I think it was good for both of us. I just wish we hadn't had to hide it. I know I was underage, but even if it wasn't, we would have had to keep it a secret from his wife. I'm very glad I found a man like you. One who can still take what he wants without having to hide it. God, I'm such an awful person. So fucking stupid and selfish and...
Oh, thank you, sir.
I'll do anything, sir. I'll try so hard to be a good girl. I'll be the good girl you deserve. Do you want to fuck my little whore cunt? Oh, thank you, sir. My pussy aches so badly. On all fours or lying on the desk? Yes, sir. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Your tech feels so good. God, this little stupid skank doesn't deserve it, sir. Oh, yes, your cock fulfills me. Call me a whore. Please, sir. Call me a whore and this stupid little bitch. Fuck, your cock feels so good. Please, please hit me again, sir. Please. Oh, again, sir. Please. I need to be punished. Fuck. You feel so good and save me. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I'm so close, and it's getting hard to hold back, please. I know I have been a stupid, greedy bitch. I know I don't deserve it. Please, sir. Oh, please, please, sir. Fuck, please. Thank you, sir. I know I'm crying. I'm sorry. It's just you made me come so good, even though I've been such a bad girl. I'm so sorry. I'm so stupid. Please keep fucking me, sir. I'm really okay. And after how I treated you, well, you really don't owe me any fucking consideration. Thank you for using your horse, sir. Thank you for not throwing me out on my ass after what I did, sir. There we go. I'm sorry, sir. It was all just a little overwhelming for a moment there. Thank you for this magnificent cock, sir. God, I can feel it throbbing. Will I be a good whore once you come for me? God, I want to feel that cum so bad. Please, let me have it, sir, please. I'll do whatever you want, sir. Would you like me to go home with you once the office closes? I can fuck you in front of your wife. Or I can fuck you and your wife. I'll do anything, sir. Yes, this dirty whore's hole is making you closer. God, I love making cocks come. Really, sir? I'm a good girl. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Please come for me, sir. Please. On my face. I love your cum on my face. Do it. Come on my whore face. Yes. fucking comfy, you naughty good girl. Whore. Thank you, sir. May I please lick your cum off my lips, sir? Thank you, sir. Really? I'm so glad you want to keep me around, sir. Thank you, sir. I like it when you stroke my hair like that, sir. Thank you. Of course, you own me, sir. Sir? Yes, sir. I was going to go out with some friends tonight, but I'll cancel. I'd like the opportunity to apologize, Mrs. Whistler, for what a dumb bitch I was in person anyway. I was wondering, you know how I mentioned sending a photo of you grabbing my ass at the Christmas party to your wife? Do you think she'll like that, sir? I'll send it to her then. I'm so lucky to be your assistant, sir.